CRJ230, this is your week three podcast. And this week we're going to talk about relevance and materiality. I would suggest that you go and you read the two resources that I linked before you listen to this. But either way, it's going to be helpful if you do. But either way, I give you some online resources, and I note that I'm not a big wiki person, but that wiki is pretty good for evidence, and so I link that first resource. And then there's a short article that I have you read as well. It'll help you understand these two concepts, relevance and materiality, and we always talk about relevance and materiality coming together. And then you're going to go out and find a case and present a case. Each of you are going to look for an Illinois case that revolves around relevance and materiality. So spend some time doing that. Remember that we want your cases to be presented in your words. And I want you to focus on the court's commentary on relevance and materiality, how that goes together, but how it's relevant to that. The facts, always give us the facts in your case. So one of our goals here is for you to, you know, get a real life understanding of all the parameters of situations that can apply and how relevance and materiality end up determining whether something can be admitted in court based on the spectrum of different examples. Now, although all evidence is presumptively admissible because a criminal trial is considered to be a search for the truth, the admission of all evidence without filtering rules would both be unfair and it could obscure the truth. As our justice system developed in England and then in the United States, rules admitting or excluding evidence evolved with a goal of allowing evidence to assist a judge or jury in their determination of the issues of a particular case. At the same time, rules that excluded some types of evidence were formed. Now today, as we explored in week number one of the course, we have specific rules, federal and state rules of evidence that are intended to guide the trier of fact towards an informed decision. Trier of fact, remember, judge or jury. These rules include requirements that when applied properly, help filter out evidence that could improperly influence a jury or the trier of fact. Two of these legal requirements are that, number one, the evidence must be relevant. And number two, the evidence must be material. Now, a slightly different manner of phrasing these first two legal requirements is to say that the evidence must be logically relevant and the evidence must be legally relevant. There's a third requirement, and that's competency. And we will continue to explore competency as it relates to discovering, gathering, keeping, and presenting evidence in this case. But the general objective of this discussion, of this week's assignment, is to introduce you to and help you understand the application of these requirements, relevance and materiality. This is the week that we really begin to get in the groove of you finding and presenting relevant case examples. Your research and presentation of these real-life cases and your efforts to write and present your summary of a case in your own words, and then the time you spend reading and discussing your case and the cases of your classmates will allow you to know how to apply relevance and materiality, regardless of where you land or spend your time in a law and justice career. I think you'll find the cases interesting. I think you'll retain what you learn from your effort to discover and become competent with relevance and materiality. And I'm certain that this knowledge is going to serve you in many ways for many years to come. So, relevance and materiality, two new words to add to your vocabulary, two new concepts to think of. And as we go forward and really start to break down evidence, two things that should just be a initial thought, part of your DNA going forward, relevance and materiality. And then we'll expand on competence all the way through as you become competent. I appreciate your efforts in weeks 1 and 2. If you need me, you know where to find me.